Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway joins us after OTAs. We're more than halfway through OTAs. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's gone fast. I think a lot of the guys are out here working, really everybody man for man, great attendance, and I think our guys have really bought into the approach of what we're doing now in the offseason is really going to lead to success during the season, and that just starts with our head coach, Coach Frazier, and Rick, and everybody really in the organization put such an emphasis on this offseason, and it's really going to help us down the road.
Such a strong push to close last season, right. End up going 4-0 in the final month, make the playoffs, and give it a game in the playoffs. Do you think that momentum is carrying into the offseason here and is kind of contributing to why we have such great participation in the offseason program?
Well, I think, you know, we do have a young team, and these young guys are out here trying to get better, trying to make this squad, trying to improve, and that's going to make us better all the way around. It's going to make those young guys that were rookies last year take a huge step in their sophomore seasons. It's going to be great for us as veterans because it's going to stay competitive every day, day in, day out. It's about everybody trying to get their little piece of the pie out here. So definitely what we did at the end of last year is going to be a stepping stone for us into this season. But in no way does that just give us the onus that we're going to keep that rolling. I mean, we obviously had a hiccup in the playoff game, and we want to be back in that spot and, you know, in full force, obviously, and in full health and make a push for the Super Bowl. That's the goal.
We have Michael Mahdi on the roster, a standout linebacker in the Big Ten. You are a standout linebacker in the Big Ten, and he's going through something that you have gone through a couple of times in your career, trying to rehab from a knee injury. Is he a guy that's come up to you and asked you for advice?
Yeah, unfortunately for him, he's been through this, so he knows a little bit about it. But, he's a great kid from what I can register so far and seems to be working extremely hard to get back on the field. And we're anticipating him to be ready for training camp, I hope. I'm not sure what his timeline is, but hopefully he's ready and give us an edge there. And seems like a kid that obviously was a great player at Penn State and along with his buddy Hodges that we have as well. So we have a good young group of linebackers and guys that are hungry wanting to get their reps.
You're the leading tackler on the team for 5 straight seasons. You're a Pro Bowler. So how does someone with that, those credentials try and just get better all the time and stay motivated? What keeps you motivated?
Just affecting the game in other ways. You know, there's so many different things I can get better at. You can never be good enough in pass coverage in this league, and so many different ways that teams can attack you, especially in the division that we play. So constantly have to keep evolving and growing in that aspect of it. Continue to be good in the run game, and again, grow with that as well. A lot more read option. These new quarterbacks are coming to the NFL, so new tasks at hand for us. So always things to learn, and you know, these guys, young guys that are coming in, are physically very gifted, and you got to stay ahead of those guys.
The real question is, does 7 or 8 OTAs get you ready for the Greenway Gridiron Gallop? Is it enough training to get you ready for that?
I don't think anything will be enough training to get me ready for a 5K, okay. But I hope so. So Greenway Gridiron Gallop, Sunday, Father's Day. Go to chadgreenway.org for more information.
All right. And stay with Vikings.com for more information on OTAs.